Blog Talk Radio.
Anyway, good evening. Ooh, excuse me. Peace, everybody. What's going on? It's a few things we're going to talk about today, but today marks the 25th year of his death. It's something like that. 25th year. I did do the calculations. It said 25, so 25 years since his death. And who was that? And you know, we're gonna, you know, spread some Brooklyn love the Brooklyn way, you feel me? So yeah, it was good, man. Anybody in here? Your thumbs working? What's going on, nigga? Ooh. Oh shit. Damn, I forgot. Hold on, let me get this up ready real quick before I go any further. Damn it, I forgot. Just give me 1 second, y'all, if y'all bear with the kid. Yeah. Hold on 1 second, my yords. But how is everybody day, man? This week is going by so goddamn fast. It's about to be the weekend. Shit. My daughter will be here tomorrow. I think that's, well, Friday. Friday night. Or Friday morning. However the traffic displays or how it plays out. What's good? I see you, Retro Zodiac James. What's up? D to the Z fans. I hear that Gucci Queen. What's up, love? Alright, anyway, let me say this right off the rip. Where we at? Okay, let me definitely promote this here. Hold on 1 second before we get to the subject at hand. Okay, I guess I'm a little too slow for some. Bye. Come back, though. But see. But if you like, you know, I will try to go to ebonykisses.bigcartel.com. She got the tutus for your daughters, your nieces, your nephews. Well, not tutus for your nephews, but clothing for your nephews, like jean suits, you know, with the name on it, different arts and pictures and anything that you want. You can put in, far as the code, it's AVG, that's All Viral Gang, and it's a $10 off. I actually ordered one myself, and it's worth it. The products, the material, it's A1. You know, they have backdrops and curtain backdrops, blue garland. They got the banners and stuff like that. You know, what's that? The self-defense keychains and, you know, and pepper sprays and oogoon juice and flu juice and all that shit, goddammit. Please make sure you go to ebonykisses.bigcartel. You can follow her on Ebony Kisses Tutus LLC on Instagram. So please show some love. Mike, this is Terrence from the Chicago. Oh, okay, what's good, what's good, what's good, family? What's Terrence? Terrence that was in Texas, that's what you're talking about? If that's what you're talking about? Hey, what's up, Ned? What's going on? Weta, what's going on? All right, so please make sure y'all go to that, you know, website. Show some love. All right, we're going to talk about Biggie real quick. You know, it won't have, it's various topics as well. You know, it's going to be a little slow build-up, but, you know, we're going to make it happen. Oh, yeah, wrong screen. Oh, but this is Ebony Kisses 22 LLC. That's what I meant to show you anyway. So let me go back to St. James. Okay, in Fulton Avenue. So, you know, definitely got to represent Big. This is his hometown. You know what I'm saying? Please don't act up on me. All right, I'm trying to zoom out. So evidently, maybe, there we go. Like, all right, you acting up. So this is the corner right here. All right, this is St. James in Fulton. His crib is... literally, like, you could tell this is totally different now. It's been gentrified. And they walking around looking at you like you shouldn't even be in that area. But, you know, it is what it is. Come on, baby. Come on. Can we get down there, please? Can we get down there? It's this fucking van that's fucking up everything, but right where the van is exactly where Biggie is from, this building right here. I don't know what's going on, but it's... Lord. Okay. This is 226 St. James Place. So Biggie was, like, I think, on the second floor, the third floor. So this is this block right here. I think I seen Big one time, if I'm not mistaken. This had to be like 95, but it couldn't have been him because he don't drive. He always have somebody drive. He'll buy the car, but he always have people drive for him. So this is his you know, stomping ground. So I just want to leave that. Damn, what happened to the picture? I'm going to leave it right there for a second. You know what I'm saying? And my homegirl Shana threw a party and shit, you know, right in the heart of the star. I think it was on 14th Avenue too, man. And everybody was like, yo, man, yo, we seen Big in an all white like Benz and shit. It probably was him and looked like him though. I say that. So that had to be like 90, I could say at least like 95, because I moved to Atlanta in 96. So that was definitely 94, 95. And I remember that party, it was so many people, son, the floor was going to cave in. I remember that shit. I remember dancing with Shauna's cousin on a wall, and it was like, if that floor would have caved in, me and Shauna's cousin would have been the only ones, you know, good, because we would have been right on the wall. Everybody would have been on the fucking the shit in the basement, you know. That's how many people was. I remember that's when Bass first came home with some shit like that. It was a long, long time ago. Oh, shit, that's the baby. His baby picture right there, too. I ain't gonna peep that. Okay. But anyway, yeah, we gonna talk about it, man. Yeah, rest in peace, man. What's up, Mo Chilla? What's going on? And I wasn't even gonna go live today because I was actually doing a lot of research on e-commerce and shit, and I was actually looking at a webinar. I'm glad I was able to download it. So I don't know how long I'm going to be on here. So once I get off here, I'm finished watching that webinar on, you know, marketing and shit like that. So I'm definitely tapping into that brand right there. So, you know, the dude, what's his name? Kenan Williams. I'm pretty sure some of y'all may have heard of him. He sold women's products, you know, made over $17 million and shit like that. So he having some courses and shit like that, you know, dropping some games. So I've been looking into that. So I've been zoning out to that. So once I get off here, I'm just going to make me something to eat, kick back, and finish, you know, watching that. So I'm glad I was able to download this shit so I could, you know, keep notes and shit like that. But rest in peace, Big, yo. I'm not on camera, but we're going to talk about a lot of things tonight, a few things. I guess I will give, I mean, I said these stories before about when I was locked up in, I had some soda, so excuse me. And when I was locked up in juvenile detention in Atlanta, Georgia, you know what I'm saying? In Atlanta, Georgia, and this had to be 97. Yeah, I was actually in, yeah, because when we was in the 4x-something cell, and we had a radio in the ceiling. So once they announced that Biggie was dead, everybody kicked on their doors. Like, they was very happy. All the Atlanta dudes was very happy that Biggie was dead. I remember that shit because, like, just like days before, they was playing. The first time I heard Notorious Thugs was in that fucking cell. Cause I'm like, I'm hearing Boney, Biggie. I'm like, oh nah, I know this is, I'm not hearing what I'm hearing. And they played it like three times back to back. So I still remember that feeling right now. Like I can actually picture me in that moment when I first heard Notorious Thugs in that juvenile detention. And I remember that feeling, man. I remember the energy. I was so like I was hyped, man. I was so happy, man. Bone and Biggie, like I was fucking, son, you can't tell me shit, I was hyped. But anyway, and if I'm not mistaken, some days or maybe a week later, something to that effect, it was very in between the two, where they announced that he was dead. Everybody kicked on their doors. It was like, fuck Biggie, fuck Brody, oh, they got that nigga. Like, word up, man. I would never, ever forget that moment. And like I said, I literally fought a lot of them dudes because of that shit. Just because of that shit. And they all of them knew I was from Brooklyn. It wasn't like I'm trying to make myself know I'm from Brooklyn. Nah, not at all. But once motherfuckers know, they shit travels and shit like that. And I did had a couple of fights downstairs and shit like that. You know what I mean? I did what I had to do, you know? It was a bad time, like, you know what I'm saying? It was a real bad time when Biggie passed. And I just remember that saving the pictures when I'm seeing Little Kim crying and Mary J. Blige is holding her. And you see Busta Rhymes at the funeral. I still got them pictures from 97. It's in Jersey, though. It was probably gone, but fuck Tamara. You know what I'm saying? But word up, fuck that bitch. But anyway, you know, I still brung those pictures from 97 when I was in that motherfucking cell. I still have those pictures of Big and it was a Jet magazine, matter of fact. Jet magazine. You know, it just brings back a lot of memories. Some of them is not good. So I'm no different than anybody, but when it comes down to Big, like his death, like it hits me in another way because I remember the moment when niggas was happy he was dead. You know what I'm saying? And I took that shit to heart. You know what I mean? So I have a whole kind of different kind of love. I don't know. I'm no different from anybody, but I'm just saying like my experience from at that time, point of time was very different. And, you know, it was just a real fucked up time. And it's real fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It's real fucked up what happened. Your son done use no baby thighs. I don't know what that you're talking about. You still didn't get the squeeze. I'm just looking at the chat. I wasn't even looking at the chat. Kiss my ass, Maple Demon. Hold on. Let me make sure. Hold on. Let me lock my shit in. Hold on. Ah, shit. All right. Well, you're going to be hearing that shit squeak. All right. The phone lines is open. If y'all want to, if y'all have any thoughts on Big, y'all could call in. I'm about to go to this post that Mark Curry put up. Just give me a second while I put this number in. One second. Yeah, this real fucked up, man. This is real, real fucked up. You know, I want to play some of Gene Dill stuff, but I don't want to, like, use this content like that. You cry every time you watch the Biggie movie? What Biggie movie? The Notorious movie? I watched that shit once. I will never watch that shit again, son. They need to make a new movie of the Notorious Big. I can't say I hate it. I just don't like it. And the dude, what's his name? Gravy, that played Biggie. He wasn't even in sync with the music. Like, he was just off. Like, he was off about, like, 3 seconds. I wasn't feeling it. Nah, nigga. If you cried on Notorious Big, I mean, I get it, though. Trust me, that is all love, sweetie pop. But get the fuck up out of here. That's that movie. Look, everybody got their own taste. Who liked the Notorious movie? Press 1. If you don't, press 2. You don't have to agree. I'm not a big fan of that movie. I understand the movie where it really just shows the mother and son relationship. Absolutely. I get that part. I respect that part. I actually enjoy that part. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, overall, the dude who was playing him, respect the Gravy because, you know, He do his thing, but I just didn't, he didn't embody him. And when he was spitting his rhymes, he just wasn't on beat. He wasn't in sync with the words. I'm Gucci on that. They need to make another one. All right, I was not feeling that. All right, I take this call. Area code 614.
Yo, can you hear me?
Peace, family. It took a minute to load up. What's going on?
Ain't shit, man. Yeah, man. I forgot, man. Today was March 9th, man. The day that we lost Biggie Smalls, man. This happened, what, 97? So I would have been 7 years old. You know what I mean? Definitely old enough to know who Big and Pac was. Right. You know what I mean? Uncles and, you know, father and family members all listen to Big. My mother's from the East Coast. I'm from Ohio, but my mother's from the East Coast. They all from Jersey, so they definitely was, you know, bumping Big and a lot of East Coast music. So I knew Big, knew his music, you know what I mean, and grew to love him as an artist, man. And when you talk about Biggie, it's hard to talk about Biggie and not talk about Pac as well. And
that's
just
true.
When you compare the two artists, what happened to Big definitely hurts my feelings more. It really hurt me that happened to Big like that, because what happened to Big, he did not deserve that. Not to say that Pac deserved what happened to him, but it's consequences in life. Pac put his hands on somebody. You put your hands on somebody, hey, you can't tell nobody how they can react after you put your hands on them. Biggie didn't put his hands on nobody.
Wait. He put his hands on who? I was dropped on my head. Just, you know, be more detailed for me at the moment.
I said Tupac put his hands on somebody. I said Biggie didn't put his hands on nobody. When Tupac and his crew from Death Row jumped the homie at the casino after the motherfucking Tyson fight, you know what I'm saying? You put your hands on somebody. So, you know what I mean? So, it's not up to you to decide on whether this man gonna play fair or not. Put your hands on him and he come back and shoot you. I mean, shit, it is what it is. That's just the streets. But Biggie didn't put his hands on nobody. Biggie didn't do nobody no wrong. Biggie wasn't known for being no grimy nigga like that. You know what I mean? Big was good people. Big was a good nigga. Good people. He was, you know, of course he was a street nigga, but you ain't never heard nobody say nothing fucked up about Big.
Right.
Pac either. You know, Pac was a good nigga too.
But see, Pac knew Big was a cool nigga, and he still went after him, knowing that he already knew. I swear to God, something told me. I try to save it. I hit it. I hit watch later, and I hit like. So when you go into your watch later, videos will be there.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I can't find the video because I heard Tupac say out his own mouth that he said that Biggie did warn me about hanging out with a certain group of people.
Yeah, Big was good people.
How you want me to tell you about some shit where, nigga, first of all, I told you already not to fuck with them. And then you want to tell them that I put you on and these niggas come and touch me up and rob me. Now you want me to tell you that a niggas done shot you. Now I'm gonna be dead next.
Right.
Like, you should know what the fuck happened. It's so crazy. I felt Pac was trying to really bully him, and I got so much love for Pac. But Pac was a fucking bum.
Yeah, I love, you know, I love both of them dudes equally. They both contributed a lot to the culture, to hip hop. They both were equally just as great as the other. You know what I mean? We can argue all day about who we thought were, you know, about who we thought was better. But at the end of the day, man, both them niggas was the truth. And, man, you know, rest in peace, Christopher Wallace, man, the Notorious B.I.G., man. The East Coast, y'all definitely lost a big one, bro. Y'all took a real L on this one, man. Y'all lost a big one. The East Coast has never been the same, man. East Coast was never the same after Biggie Smalls died. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, shout out to the East Coast, man. Shout out to Brooklyn, Biggie, his motherfucking family, his kids. You know what I mean? I'm bumping Big for the rest of the night. Real talk. I'm bumping Biggie for the rest of the night.
That's what I'm talking about. Same here, King A, man. And I want to say thank you for your call, man. Stay up, stay strong, man.
For sure, man. Rest in peace, Biggie. We love you, homie.
That's right. Peace. That's what I'm talking about. Much love. And let me not just sit up here and act like I don't have love for Pac. There's a lot of love I have for Pac. Biggie is lyrically more lyrical than Pac, but Pac was, he was a fucking, he was just a force to be reckoned with everywhere. Like, he's like a household name. Not saying Biggie isn't. Pac was just more universal. He touched more people. You know what I'm saying? He was like, he was a visionary. He was revolutionary. He was thought-provoking. He was ahead of his time. He had songs with substance. He knew how to spark the brain. He was very intelligent. You know what I'm saying? He was a leader. You know what I'm saying? He was a warrior. All of those things. So he was able to touch the masses, the universe. You know what I'm saying? So absolutely, man, Pac deserved his flowers. And he will get flowers over here. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely, man. Much love to Pac. I seen Pac one time in my projects when they were shooting the movie Bullet. The movie Bullet is done in my projects on the other side by Building 5. When the shit pulled up in the projects in the limo, that was, what's that? Built, I think that's Building 4 or Building 5. That's right where the him and Fat Boy that was on Lean On Me in that damn handball court. That's Lafayette High School right there. So he walked through the hood. Hawk Sean, salute to you, King. You know I fucks with you. Thank you. He came to Building 3. He came to Building 3 and he smoked weed. Now, Building 3 is the big, big building. That's the building where, not to talk so much, that's the building where on American Gangster when they pulled the nigga out on the gurney and shit to the ambulance and that crazy cop and shit, he was, you know, all drugged up and some shit, some fucked up shit. That's the building Pac was standing in front of. But that's the old, that was the new Building 3. The old Building 3 is the grimy shit. So, grimy 90s, nigga. So, it was the real OGs was out, you know, in the streets at that time. So, and Pac just came through for Dolly. You know what I mean? We're smoking weed. You know what I mean? I'm young at the time, so I ain't touch him and hug him and none of that. So I want to make it more than what it seemed to be. I just seen him from afar. And that was it. You know what I'm saying? I never met him, touched his hand or anything, but I seen him. He was right there. You know what I mean? It was no more to it. But much love to Pac. But I just feel like what happened to Big, it was just so unnecessary, and I felt like, you know, it was really effed up. I mean, Biggie kind of put it on himself somewhat. He has to take some accountability for it by going to the radio station. I know I know he wasn't intentionally trying to be, I guess, sarcastic or whatever, but when he went to that big radio station, that was like, oh, come on, Big. Nah, that was, you know what I'm saying? Like, it took me a long time to really look at that footage to say that's what he did. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the wrong move. He should have just... You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes men have egos and stuff like that. And then he spit that verse on Long Kiss Goodnight, which is one of my favorite songs. But damn, you should never did it. You know, I mean, you said, what did he say? I can't say it verbatim, but I can play some stuff. But let me see if I can find something. Biggie Tech and Sway. Let me ask a question before I play anything, y'all. Before I play anything, let me ask a question. Let me go straight to this comment from Mark Curry. This is what he said. Rest in power to Biggie Smalls and Claude Austin, who both died on the same day by the hands of the same guy a few years apart. That's why I put Claude Austin in the title. And before I even got on live, I tried to search this motherfucker. I don't know who he is. So, and I'm telling y'all, I looked enough to try to find out who the fuck is Claude Austin. Do anybody in here know who this person is? Please tell me, because I don't know. please. Because you know, Mark Curry wrote the book. What was the name of Mark Curry book about Diddy? Beware the devil. The devil. That's the devil. What they call him? What was the title of Mark Curry's book? But evidently, he's talking about Diddy, y'all. Yeah, the freestyle on Kiss Goodnight on Sway and Tank Radio Show sealed his fate. Yeah, I wasn't feeling it. I'm like, why would he do that? You know what I'm saying? Why would Big do that? Thank you, Kara. Dancing with the Devil. So, I mean, then he's talking about the same God. Now, wait a minute, I got so much effing windows up. Let's go to Puff, because I just seen it. Actually, following the nigga. I forgot his fucking name. Is it this? No, that's not even it. What's the nigga? I was just looking at the nigga. Hold on, it's probably still right here. Yeah, it's probably still here. Let me scroll down. It's still here because I remember this. Should be coming up soon. Community celebrates woman who turns 104 years old. Let's see that.
Okay. How old are you? 104?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
How does it feel? How do you feel?
I feel good.
Yes, Lord.
I was born in 1918, January the 7th.
Wow.
And what do you like to do? Why do you think you live to be this old? Why do you think you live to be this old?
I think I live to be this old because I was understanding and I tried to live right and do the right thing.
And who kept you this long?
God.
Jesus Christ.
Talk now.
My name is Winnell Shaw.
Ooh, how did you get into this industry?
Always respect your elders, man. Had to show the elders some love. 104 years old, man. And the crazy thing is, I'm going to get back on track. I'm going to spin the block and pick y'all back up. I took that from Game. I kind of like that phrase. But you know how a lot of our grandmothers and great-grandmothers and stuff like that, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, et cetera, they lived a long time, you know, even in the slaves, these motherfuckers lived to see 100 fucking 6-7 years old. They cut that down. They don't want us to live that long, so that's why they do put a lot of stuff in a lot of sugary foods and, you know, quote-unquote organic foods and all these type of hormones and pesticides and stuff like that. See, these are the last generation. A lot of them is already gone. A few is still here. That's why I told y'all, we are not far. She was born in 1918, family. She lived through Jim Crow. You can ask that lady right now how many people she seen lynched. She wouldn't even want to talk about it. So we are, just not to tap on that, but I just want some of y'all who may come in contact to this video at this marker point in this second right here of this broadcast, that we are not far removed from slavery. We are not far removed. The next 50 years from now, okay. The next 100 years from now, then you can say we're far removed, or another 200 years from now. But this here 2022, nigga, we are not far removed. You know what I mean? We are not far. But anyway, God bless it all. You know what I mean? Always respect your answers, man. Oh, word? His shit is canceled? Wow, I thought Nick Cannon's show was good. I never really watched it, but I thought it was pretty good. Hold on, man. Damn it. What is Sean Puffy Combs shit? Puff? Daddy? Damn, what's his name on there? He put Diddy. Oh, yeah. Duh. Come on, don't do me like that. And I got to get my fan fixed as well. I got to get my fan fixed on my goddamn, my hard drive. Let me see this. I don't think I've seen this before.
around. I wasn't all that nice, you know what I'm saying? But I was around people that knew how to rhyme, and it just built my skills up even more. I knew what I wanted to do. It's all about being focused. Once they get focused and they know that this is the way that they can feed their kids and take care of their parents, they ain't got no choice but to get nicer and stronger. I bumped up into a bunch of straight up and down kids, man, kids that had it hard just like I had it hard, and I refused to see them go on the streets and be taught like how I was taught, having to learn, having to sell drugs to survive, having to sell drugs to eat. You know what I'm saying? When I'm in a position when I can link up and just put them on. You know what I'm saying? So I just made sure I took all my people with me, man. No extra friends, Jake. Again, when I first started writing rhymes, I wasn't all that nice, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. See that? Anyway, I hate when this fucking shit do that. Look at this. Now, should we say, should we be mad at this man? I just want to pose this question. If y'all would like to call in, the number's right there on the screen. But should we hate that man? He's saying forever and ever we miss you, Big. The man that still has his publishing. Allegedly, excuse me. Allegedly, the man that said, "I don't care if Pac got to die or if Big got to die or if Suge go to jail." Should we hate that man? A lot of people has talked about how he have done them wrong, his track record. Terrence says something. If that's the Terrence that was used to be on here, well, when we talk about the Kanika Genius shit, I would say what I always remember what you said on my show, Terrence. You said your grandfather said, history is the track record of who you are. I never forgot that when you said that on my show, Terrence, if you're still in there. And you said that many, many years ago on my show. And that always stuck with me. And it's a great way to explain a person's actions. History is the track record of who you are. So if a person has been a certain kind of way for all these years, shouldn't that tell you that's just who they are? You know what I'm saying? But who's to say some people won't say that this man did them good? You know? But it seems like we don't hear that side of the story, though. You know what I'm saying? We don't hear that side of the story. And I just feel like, you know, it's almost like you throwing this stuff in that man's face to me. I don't know, man. People lost their lives dealing with this dude. People have ran and went to Jesus, which is a beautiful thing. Had to escape all that demon energy. It's so much people like. Even the Freddie shit, hold on, what did, I meant to come back live last night after I seen that he responded. Where is it? Did I save it? Right here. He said, stop all your crying, bitching, and moaning. Hustle hard or get the fuck out our way. Love. You know what I mean? And look what It's Andy said. Stop scamming these artists, Diddy. This is what I'm saying. If your name is Love, you don't change the name to Love or whatever. Why don't you just practice what your name is supposed to be about? Do people right. Biggie knew he was being done dirty. Biggie knew. That's why he was like, yo, I still respect Puff because he put me in the game. Puffy was a beast when it came down to business. Like he was so much on top of Biggie. He was a fucking headache, son. Everything he want, like, see, Puffy is not straight. He's not from that cloth. You know what I mean? He was a well-taken care of boy. He wasn't even from Harlem. His mom's and him from Harlem. He moved to a certain place. Like, he was kind of, you know what I mean? He made his way back. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, I don't want to put all my energy into that man, to be honest, but it's real effed up. I would like to know y'all thoughts. 319-527-6193. Do anybody know who Austin Claude is? I mean, Claude Austin? Do anybody know who that is? I really don't know who that dude is. Because Mark Curry, that's very interesting that he said that. Here he at. It's very interesting. He said, rest in power to Biggie Smalls and Claude Austin, who both died on the same day by the hands of the same guy a few years apart. Who the fuck is he talking about? I swear to God, I don't put a Claude in. I'm seeing a whole bunch of white men in their obituaries and shit like that. I'm like, nah. Who the fuck is Claude Austin? And that don't even sound like it's a fucking black guy either. Okay? Do anybody know who Claude Austin is? Can anybody use their thumbs in the chat? Do anybody know who that is? What's up, Muhammad Diona? David Dave, everybody in the building. Can you show the video of me getting shot? That dude that died in the college stampede. Didn't a lot of people die? Let me look that up. Puff Daddy, hold on. Let me try to word this right. What was the name of that college? Puff Daddy College Party that led to many deaths, I guess. Remember producers about Philly Stampede? Okay. All right. Nine people. Now, hold on. Let me see if they say the names in here. Hold on. Yeah. And what day was that? Hold on. Let me go back. Nah, that wasn't on the same day. On December 9th, a large crowd gathered. Nah, that was December 28th. It wasn't March 9th. Nah, so it couldn't be. It couldn't have been. Nah. That party was in December. That's what it says. Hold on. March 24th. That's March 24th. Hold on. Wait a minute. Maybe I'm tripping. That day, it did come out, this article came out on March 24th. Well, okay, because that was in 98. This happened in 91. All right. No, it happened December 28th. Sorry. December 28th. But let me get to the video. Let me get to this Biggie joint. Let me get to the Biggie shit real quick. All right. All right. Biggie. Can't you see?
Check it out. It's Notorious B.I.G. Son, you know what I mean? My man, Tekken Sway. World famous wake up show. You know, we balling out here in Cali. It's working hard, man.
Are you mad at your puppy?
Yeah, that's my artist.
What? That don't make sense. Huh? Don't he own the label? How could you be an artist on a label
sorry.
And managing the owner? That don't make sense.
That's ballism, matter of fact. When he stepped to me, he said, yo, nobody can teach me how to be the best rapper better than
the best rapper.
So, I'm handling that.
Life after death.
Yes, indeed.
All right, and let's talk about some of the stuff you've been through. You know, you in LA, we got to confront every issue. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it.
And yo, and this nigga doing what paying niggas got right for him. You don't post the fucking keep my money. Jadakiss wrote verse for you. Biggie wrote your verses. You didn't even pay these niggas for writing a song for your funky ass. That's crazy, son.
Wake up, so now,
I just forgot about that.
When Puffy came up here, one thing we tried to do is write.
Rhyme ball.
With the whole Death Row situation, East Coast, West Coast. A lot of people will point their finger on the East Coast, West Coast. Whole tragedy on Bad Boy and Death Row Records, you know, and the whole Tupac death. It was a Biggie set it up for us. Puffy set it up for you. You want to comment on people?
I ain't that powerful.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pac, no, Pac said that. Pac said that he was going to a studio to see you somewhere, and he felt like y'all set him up. It was like, how's that
first
possible?
Of all, he wasn't coming to see me. He was going to do a record for somebody else. I just happened to be upstairs working on the Trey Mom hit project. System started coming in. I was like, yo, Pac on his way up. We on our way down. Some kids happened to be in the hallway, stuck him up, shot him or whatever. Got caught up in the mix like that.
And he also confronted like issues. I'm gonna because we did like this interview with him just before, like months before he passed. Uh-huh. It was like his last interview that he did. It was the last interview he did at all, right?
Yeah, period, man.
And it was like a lot of issues. We're in Fox, so you know what I'm saying? We just you know,
so crazy.
Yeah, no
questions up to everything.
Yeah, no questions. And he spoke about in the beginning when all y'all was broke, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Coming up that he had a certain style of that way that he rapped, the concept behind his music that he felt like you guys stole from him to blow up to where you are now.
That's completely untrue to me. I mean, I always been my own person, you know what I'm saying? I know what I wanted to do the day I came in the game, you know what I'm saying? I may admit, he schooled me to a lot because he knew a lot. You know what I'm saying? If you was my man and we hanging together, whatever, and you doing a certain thing, you gonna tell me, yo, what you gonna do? You score this way. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't a situation where he did something and I watched and stole it. He told me, yo, you can do a whole lot of things in this game. You could be the broke rapper, or you could be the rich rapper. You know what I'm saying? You can rap as hard as you want on your album, but just make sure the radio got some jokes. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you got those radio-friendly records that the girls is going to like, that the radio's going to like. It's going to help you sell your album.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that into consideration by making Big Poppers and One More Chances and Two Seasons. Stuff like that. It was advice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting stolen.
Yeah.
Right. So if it's anything, he should have been happy for me more than anything else.
Yeah.
He was saying I sounded like him. That's bananas.
Hold on, let me expound on that. Hold on.
I know you guys are real close.
Sorry. Just to expound on that, and a lot of people still run with that narrative that he did steal things from, like he stole shit from Pac. No, he only took advice, because if you listen to how they rhyme, they don't sound nothing alike. And Biggie actually stepped the bar up. He pushed the bar forward. You know what I mean? Pac is nice at rhyming, so I'm not undermining Pac. Pac is nice, and I love Pac music. He's nice in his own style, but Biggie elevated the game lyrically. Two different rhyme patterns, two different things, and you know, they was cool at one point, so they probably took a little phrases from each other like that, baby, baby, and shit. Okay, but still in the nigga style and rhyming, and no, he just took advice and ran with it. Why not? Wouldn't you take advice from somebody who you was friends with at one point in time and y'all wasn't fucking with each other, but you still kept the advice, you know? So Biggie never stole his style because there's no comparison to either one of them. You know what I mean? They sound totally different. Anyway, let's continue, goddammit.
Because I remember going back to New York years ago and saying, y'all, you doing partying so much. You know, on stage at the Palladium and Fox came out.
All right. Let's not go completely into that story.
Oh, okay. All right.
I remember what went down that night.
Yeah. But no question. But, you know, and it was good because that was the first time I had saw him in years because, you know, I'm from the Bay. You know,
uh-huh.
I used to see him up there and I could tell y'all was bonding. I'm pretty sure you feel the pain of his death just
no
like
doubt.
Anybody else.
No doubt.
You
know, more than anybody else.
Yeah, what you speak on that, because a lot of people, you know, we get confronted with a lot of it because we did that interview with him, and we can't speak for nobody, you know, to confront that, like, the whole death of Tupac, the tragedy of somebody as powerful and big as he is in hip-hop, just to be taken out, what does that do for hip-hop, you know?
I mean, it definitely was a loss, you know what I'm saying, a great loss, I feel for his family, you know what I'm saying, but at the same time, I can't be the one to sit there and really just stress over somebody else, you know what I'm saying? At that time, I was going through my own problems, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
With my kids and my wife and my business, my money business, you know what I'm saying? I got my own things to handle, you know what I'm saying? Like 3 days after he died, I was in a car accident. I was in the hospital for 3 months.
Yeah, what happened with that, man? I heard you almost passed yourself.
Your boy.
What happened?
Hey. We was in the car, he was driving, whatever, it swerved off, crashed.
Now people is probably gonna say how he responded by saying, you know, I got other things that, you know, there's other things and stuff that I'm going through that I had to worry about. Now, from the outside looking in, some people are going to be like, you know, especially if they don't like Big because of Pop, they're going to take that like, damn, son, like, you know what I mean? You face for a family, but you had your own shit going on. Like, you know, those are red flags to some. But if you look at it, this man, he done told the world that he knew who shot him, and he's the king of New York. Like, I fucked this bitch. Like, try to clown this nigga to the world. So you think y'all supposed? I mean, he could have played it off, but what you want this man to do to be like, oh damn, I'm so heartbroken. This man done told the world. This nigga done gassed my wife up, played chess, got my wife, fucked the bitch, busted her on her, all around her, all types of shit. And you expect me to cry just like really just boo hoo? We got to look at that shit too. I don't know, but let's continue.
And the platinum drop, for plans and some drop. Y'all was like looking shorty chocolate rocks. I suggest you jump out the phone so we can go on and on like Erykah Badu.
Uh-huh.
Or we can get cookie in the Lex 450.
Uh-huh.
While you lick me, I'm doing 60 quickly. Females are back, toes down, they hustle up. Wanna cuddle up, you shy, I'm your comforter. I know you're loving, huh? I make it feel right if it's real tight.
Uh-huh.
I'm off my eyes.
I make your mouthpiece obese like Della Reese. When I release, you lose teeth like little seeds. Player, please, blood flood your dungarees.
Yeah, this is it.
Just a half on my warm path. Last man, I cry later. I rhyme greater than the average player hater. And spectators buy my CD twice.
Uh-huh.
They see me in the streets, they be like, yo, he nice. But that's on the low, though. Be them cats with no dough. Try to play me at my show.
I pull out four foes and go up in their clothes.
Short chase, nigga. Short chase. It's all she came quicker, fuck the range, nigga. You still tickle me.
I used to be as strong as Ripple B.
The little C's cripple me.
Now I play hard like my girls.
Nipple B, the game sour like a pickle B.
Y'all know the rules. Move from BK to New Jerusalem. Think about all the planes we flew. Emails we ran through. Now the year's new. I lay my game flat. I want my spot back. Take two. Mad cause I blew players envious. So many players on my... This is strenuous, one of my men bust. You just move with such stamina. Slugs rich up, I am out of jail. We am out of jail. Slugs rushing, but bust.
That one right there.
Then concussions, catch cases, come out frontin', smoking something, sipping white Russian, position bins bumping, laced it with the basic.
15 V's the system, not the nation, face it,
it's hard to hit, guard the
shit, before I shake you, pull your re up, wipe the pee up, lick shots, hook your seat up, go in the ashtray, fuck the weed up, long kiss.
How you doing? It's all edits, man.
Now that right there was where he should have never did that. And there's something about this video that I need to analyze a little bit more. Where's the video, man? Where is the video, man? Sean Bolden. Ain't that some shit? That's an inside joke there. Trying to look for that picture, son. I mean, that actual footage of his death. Because it seemed like they kind of edit that shit like a little bit. It's I don't know. Yeah, it's really fucked up what they did to that dude, man.
The happy hour just got happier at IHOP. with a menu starting at $6, featuring burgers, pancakes, and more yum-yums. So while you can't buy happiness, you can buy hoppiness. IHOPPY Hour, starting at $6.
We was out in L.A., the Soul Train Awards, in 96.
I don't like when this dude starts talking.
And then, like, right in the front of us in our path, somebody comes out the window, and it's Tupac, and he's just...
Next thing you know, this car pulled up and just started firing shots in the car. Didn't yell, didn't say nothing. Just pulled up and just we just heard shots. 911 emergency, what do you report? We'll sit back to Worcester. We're
man shot in our car right now.
Once we got to the hospital.
Panicking, we got to see the cyanide, and then the doctor came in.
Man, fuck that smut, son. I don't like her. At all. Fuck Faith. She's a real scally bug. I do not like Faith. That's a bitch I do not like. All right, well, I ain't gonna be on here too long because I gotta get back to this damn webinar. But I'm really trying to find out who Claude Austin is. If anybody have any more thoughts, if anybody have anything to say about Biggie, the number's right there on the screen. All right. But I just want to say rest in peace, Big, man. And once he passed, it was, you know, him and Pac, man. It changed the game. It changed the game, son. It really changed the game. And hip-hop was never the same. And I just always feel like it was almost inevitable that both of them had to die. For hip hop to be this way for some reason. I don't know. It was destined. Like this was like prophecy. And then it's unfortunate to even have that mindset to think like that. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up. I just wish this shit never happened. Pac should have stayed his ass, not saying anything. She seems cool. Yeah, all right. Anyway, I guess maybe you don't know the story, but what I was gonna say, it's if Pac would have never you know ran up on Orlando Anderson, I don't think he would have been dead at that moment. If Biggie would have stayed his ass in New York, if he didn't let Puffy talk him into it, he probably would have still been alive to this day. Or at that time, he would have still been alive. You know what I mean? It's just so much. It's just one thing, one little thing that could save you. Just one thing, just by not going somewhere or just by saying no. You say, you know what? I don't feel good. I don't want to go tonight. Just that one thing could have saved you another 20 years of life. That's how crazy life is. Like right now, everything is all good. It could be that one thing tomorrow morning when you wake up or tomorrow afternoon, whenever you wake up tomorrow, it could be that one little shit that you do can determine whether you live that day or that weekend or that week. It all depends on how things transpire. That's why it just takes one little thing that can literally alter your lifespan, family. That's how life just works. That's why I say I'm 41. I am happy. I never thought that I would see 41. And I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all felt like y'all didn't think y'all was going to live to see it. I am not trying to put myself back in situations where I may not make it home. You understand what I'm saying? So I always say I'd rather be bored and safe than being out somewhere and not guarantee making it home, baby. Fuck that. I done had my fun, ran to the clubs, and did all types of shit. I had my fun. I'm still young. I still got it in me. But I'm just moving a certain way. Just like now, like, not to just go on a little tangent, but like I said this the other day to somebody about selling drugs. I don't want to go back to selling drugs. Like I could easily get back into that game like right now. I know a few people who's doing really good at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm no names involved, but I know quite a few people who's doing very good at what they do. Doing real, real nice. But I don't want to live that lifestyle. Once I stopped selling at 26, right? I think it was 25. Nigga, I felt good that I don't have to look over my shoulder all the time. You know how stressful that shit is? Having to worry about the D's and police all day. You got to worry about you got your bomb. That's what, back in the day, that's what we call a pack. Or, you know what I'm saying, a pack, like we call it a bomb, like a hundred bomb. You know what I mean? That means $100 worth of crack and shit like that. You crack your ass or you slit your boxes, put it in your boxes. You just hate to just look over your back and shit like that. You understand what I'm saying? So it's good to, like, you know, just try to live better. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm not trying to play the damn violin up in there. Maybe I'm talking too much. I don't know. But let me just keep it going, all right? I guess I can talk a little bit too much. I don't know, and I don't give a fuck anyway. That is very rude, right? Apologize.
Wait a minute.
Please do the money counter. So this dude, he didn't say, look, you give me your money. Like, give me your money and shit like that. Like, it's kind of crazy. But it occurred, the Atlanta Police Department, Coogler, entered a bank, the Bank of America, and attempted to withdraw $12,000. He wrote the request on a piece of paper and handed it to the bank teller. The note read, I would like to withdraw $12,000 cash from my checking account. Please do the money counter somewhere else. I would like to be discreet. I don't know if that teller knew how to read, and she probably was, some other person from another race. The bank teller apparently told police that Coogler did have his government ID and Bank of America card visible, but when she went to check his account, she allegedly saw an alert notification and quickly told her manager that Coogler was attempting to rob the bank. At this point, police were contacted and officers responded to the scene. You know, I did see his response and all that. He said that they moved on, they rectified it. I just hope he sues, because everything is right there. A person who's going to rob a bank is not going to give you their identity. It's going to show you their identity, who they are. Like, I mean, it's all good, though, you know. But this could have escalated very far to whereas this man could have got murdered. So I'm happy that it went well. It didn't get out of hand. Let me go ahead to this dude, Tevin Campbell. Now, check this out. R&B singer Tevin Campbell seemingly reveals his sexuality. Let me just get to this. Tevin Campbell, he said, Tevin is, you know, Honey Nut Cheerios. My mom keeps telling me Luther Vandross, Teddy Pendergrass, and Tevin Campbell were gay. I just want to let Tevin Campbell know something. Nigga, we been knew you was up there sweetening and bending over and touching your knees and sword fighting and peanut butter digging, brother. Nigga, you never fooled anybody. Just that smile alone lets me know right there you've been digging. Right. I don't even see this shit. Look, we already knew. Like, nigga, we knew this shit, family. How long ago? We knew this shit the last time we seen your updated pictures. Some many years ago, we knew your ass was on some other shit. Okay? Tenderoni? Can we talk for a minute? No. And I don't want to know your name, nigga. This nigga crazy. Okay, Tevin, for the record, again, I would like to reiterate. We already knew, nigga. We already knew. In Jesus' name. This shit right here, I would love to go to this Popeyes.
This is Cynthia speaking. Make sure you have a great cash appointment. Keep it popping, you hear me?
Hold up. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Keeping it real over here. That's what we do. Can I get you
there? I'm always keeping real. Let me get a number eight, please.
A number eight? Okay, that's a three tender. Spicy Amaya.
Spicy.
And what side of you
going to
bake that thing? I put them
steaks
in here.
Fuck. That bitch crazy. It's kind of crazy with this gas, nigga. Okay. Yo, the internet is really fucked up, son. There's no way you can win. Okay.
In the beginning.
Listen to this.
In the beginning. Yeah. In the beginning.
Oh shit, I don't know what this is, but oh. Yo, I never seen no apartment like this in my life. Look at this shit, man. Look at this.
I'm telling you, you don't know how to make a layout.
Look at this layout.
Round two.
Who would live in some... I wouldn't live in no shit like that. That's a bedroom.
Bedroom number two. Bedroom number three.
Oh, that's ridiculous, family. Let me just show this, man. This was some real shit right here.
Like, this is document. You know, I got a TED talk. I forgave my brother's killer. And I'm saying it to say this. Killed my brother. My brother died in my grandma's arms. House. And we grew up in. He shot my brother. He ran to the house. He died in Nanny Hall when she opened the door. So I'm telling you this, some real, man. If I ain't let that out, I won't be right here today. I won't be here. My niece and my nephews, me and Gail won't be doing this. Y'all won't know me. I won't be able to get you on this game. Like, this is documented.
This shit drops, I think, tonight. I think in another hour from now or tomorrow, something like that. He was definitely dropping some real game, man, and I just hope his message got to them dudes, man, Chicago, because they definitely on one out there, you know what I'm saying, and everywhere, but, like, I don't know, man, it's like, life means nothing out there, so, you know what I'm saying, like, OGs, like, he's an OG, not done 20 years for doing dumb shit, so, you know, I just hope the niggas took some kind of game from that and try to understand that, man. Because we losing ourselves like crazy, son. So it's really effed up, man. But anyway, man, I just want to say, thank y'all for tuning in.